Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Hector Barreto, administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Good morning, Hector.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation from IBM is Tom Berlin. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, Hector, perhaps you could begin by talking to us about the Small Business Administration. Could you explain its mission to our listeners?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Well, the U.S. Small Business Administration was created 50 years ago. 1953, President Eisenhower signed the Small Business Act, and that really created the beginning of what we know today as the SBA. Interestingly, the mission really hasn't changed that much. The mission at the very onset was to aid, counsel, assist and protect all small businesses in the United States. And that's really what the SBA does through all of our programs and services.
How do you describe the size of the SBA? Its budget, its number of people, the people it serves. How do you think about it?
Well, it's approximately $800 million, but we leverage that $800 million in so many different ways with partnerships, with initiatives. Last year, we did pretty close to $17 billion in access to capital. We have a portfolio of loans that we manage well in excess of $35 billion, and we literally train millions of companies every year, provide billions of dollars worth of contracts for small businesses. So we've really learned over those 50 years how to leverage the resources that we have.
What are the skills of the folks working at the Small Business Administration? You described so much financial, I began to imagine bankers.
Well, that's one of the great things about the SBA. Because of the folks that work for us and all of the people that are part of our network, we truly have a cross-section of small business talent and expertise. Everything from financial assistance, and that could be microloans, working capital loans, real estate. We even have a small business investment company program, which is really our venture capital arm. So very sophisticated applications of that capital. Entrepreneurial development is really the place that we touch the most small businesses. Last year, we figure that we helped about 2.1 million small business persons in the United States. Everything from how do you put a business plan together? How do you put a loan package together? How do I do better marketing? How can I use technology in my business? International trade. And then, of course, we have a number of contracting programs that help small businesses access that $230 billion federal procurement pie. So it really is a cross-section, a lot of talent and expertise for the benefit of small businesses.
Hector, what about the administrator's position? Could you tell us about the duties and responsibilities that go with that title?
Well, sure. My responsibility is to make sure that the agency is reaching more small businesses every year in all of those areas. I am a small business champion. I am an advocate. I like to think that what I do is find the best people for the job and then get out of the way and let them do what they do best. So it is very much an internal and external function. I'm passionate about it. I've been doing it now for a little over 2.5 years, and I'm very excited about what's ahead for the SBA.
Well, we know you had experiences before that 2.5 years. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, I've been involved with small business all my life. My parents were small business owners, so I like to say that I was born into a small business family, and I learned a lot about many different types of small businesses. My parents had restaurants. They had a little construction company. They even did a little importing and exporting, so I got a lot of experience at a very early age. Later on, I went to work for a large corporation in Texas. I worked as an area manager for Miller Brewing Company in Texas for about 4 years. And then later on, I moved to California and started my own business. I had an employee benefits agency, and then later on, a securities broker dealer specializing in retirement plans. I also got very involved in the community. I was the chairman of the Latin Business Association in Los Angeles, which is one of the largest Hispanic business organizations in the United States. And that's really where I met the president when he was the governor of Texas and got involved with him. And, you know, the rest is history, as they say.
That is an interesting background. How did that background prepare you for your current assignment?
Well, one of the things is I've lived the experience of starting a small business from scratch. I know the trials and tribulations, but I also know the great satisfaction and opportunities that are available by being in business for yourself. And I think that's the reason the president asked me to do this. He wanted somebody that had small business experience leading the SBA. What a novel concept to have somebody that's actually done it be leading an organization like the one that I have the pleasure and honor to represent. So it's a great opportunity for me because I get to work with my heroes, which are those small business owners all across the United States.
A lot of people go to work for large businesses. Others open their own business. When you think about that choice people make, are there characteristics or what distinguishes people at that point?
Many, many people would like to be their own boss, but a lot of times what prevents them from doing that is just really the knowledge or the resources, the tools to be able to do it. I tell people that what the first thing they need to do is their homework, because a lot of times people throw themselves into a new enterprise. They're excited. They're passionate. They've got a great idea, but they haven't thought through all the different stages of the evolution of that business and what types of tools they're going to need to succeed. But small business people are visionary. They're very entrepreneurial. They're trendsetters. I like to think that they're very courageous and patriotic people who work very, very hard and really have a higher purpose in mind oftentimes when they go into that small business, because they know that what they do is going to impact their community, their employees, their family, and yes, their country.
Your experiences have been in the private sector, and as you indicate, now for 2 years you're in the public sector. How do you compare the two sectors in terms of management style and approach?
Well, it's very, very interesting. When we came into the SBA, we wanted to take a more entrepreneurial approach. And one of the things that we felt was very necessary is to change the perception of what it means to do business with the government. We wanted our customers, which are those small businesses, to really think of us as a partner, not an adversary. We wanted them to think of us as an advocate. We also wanted them to know that we were going to be responsive, because we know that small business people can take a yes and they can take a no, but the maybes kill them. And so that's one of the things that we've tried to preach inside of the agency. We're not a business, but we can think more like a business. And in that way, being much more customer service oriented, much closer to our customers, and really, by that measure, really measure our own success by the success of the people that we're serving.
How about the speed by which decisions are made now? I think a lot of people who have come from business before in this administration, as well as previous administration, wake up surprised at the difference in speed. Have you found that to be true?
That's a big challenge because, in business, time is money. And so you want to be able to capitalize on the time that you have and move the agenda as quickly as you can. What you realize is that things are going to take longer. More people are going to be involved in decisions. You're not always going to have all of the resources that you need to fast forward an initiative or an agenda. So, you know, I also tell our folks that it's very important for us to focus in on less things, do less things better. I like to think of the concept of low-hanging fruit. And, you know, there is a lot of low-hanging fruit if you can focus in on it and really execute on a good business plan.
And one of the things people are often surprised to discover in the public sector is the scrutiny you get in your day. How have you found that?
Well, there is a lot of scrutiny, but I think the reason for that is that there's a lot of passion around small business. You know, when I first came to town, they told me, look, small business isn't a partisan issue. There's just small business solutions. There's not, you know, a D solution or an R solution. And I found that pretty much to be the truth. I think everybody wants the same thing. We might have different ways of getting there. And again, what we want to measure ourselves by is the results, not just the outputs, but the outcomes that come from the things that we are able to offer to small businesses.
What drew you to public service? How did you end up here?
Well, in a way, I've learned about public service from my own parents. You know, my father was the founder of a chamber of commerce in Kansas City, Missouri. And then later on, he was one of the founders of the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So I saw my father giving a lot back to the community and to other small business owners. I think he imbued me with that sense of responsibility. Of course, when the President of the United States asks you to take on a responsibility like this, it's a true honor, and it's something that I wasn't necessarily thinking about what I like to say. I was busy minding my own business, literally, when the call came. But I've been so honored to be able to do this work.
As a constituent of the Small Business Administration in your entrepreneurial days, has your perspective changed now that you sit on the other side of the fence?
Well, what has changed is my understanding of what is available to small businesses. I had no idea the breadth and the scope of the SBA. I felt like I knew a lot about it before I came on board. I had no idea that over those 50 years, the SBA has helped 20 million small businesses in the United States. We have facilitated something in excess of $200 billion. We've helped create some of the best known names in corporate America that started off as small businesses, and all businesses start off small. So I just had no perspective as to the kinds of results that the SBA has created on behalf of small business. And that makes me, you know, very proud to be attached with an organization like the SBA, and really, for that matter, very proud of the legacy of the SBA.
It's an interesting point, especially those numbers you cited. Why is healthcare such an important issue for small businesses? We'll ask Hector Barreto of the Small Business Administration for his thoughts when the Business of Government Hour returns.